Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kenny Lee Roberts.
We'll have a project and tour within the community. We'll focus on networking and economic development.
Moorhead's mayor has been appointed to the Appalachian Leadership Institute.
The annual Cave Run Storytelling Festival begins tomorrow.
Tickets for an upcoming gubernatorial debate have sold out.
A Kentucky senator is against a national patient ID program.
A Frankfort County teacher and former Moorhead State University professor has been charged with sex abuse.
In sports, the Round County boys soccer team welcomes Boyd County tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear tonight with a low around 56. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
The mayor of Moorhead will be participating in a new leadership institute. The Appalachian Regional Commission named 40 candidates from 7 states to their inaugural class on Wednesday. Mayor Laura White Brown said 180 applicants from across the region applied.
The way that I became aware of it is some employees from the commission came to visit Moorhead because they're actually planning their orientation session for this group in Moorhead. So I met them when touring the community and just kind of inquired about the program. So I went online and it was a pretty lengthy application process.
The Leadership Institute will meet several times over the next 9 months throughout the Appalachian region. The first session will take place October 21st through the 24th, right here in Moorhead.
Tomorrow marks the start of the 21st annual Cave Run Storytelling Festival. First held in 1999, the event has grown not only as a staple in the community, but also as one of the top storytelling festivals in the country. Carolyn Franzini serves on the Storytelling Festival Committee. She says the festival is a wholesome affair and provides a very unique experience for the nearly 3,000 students who attend each year.
We have the best tellers. We have tellers coming from San Francisco, Seattle, and every place in the U.S. So we have great tellers, and we have 26 schools are coming. So we have a lot of students coming who... This is such a great opportunity for them because most schools could not afford to bring a storyteller of this caliber to their school just to speak to their students. So this is a great opportunity for them.
The Cave Run Storytelling Festival gets underway tomorrow morning at the Twin Knobs Recreation Area at Cave Run Lake. Stories begin at 9:45. A full schedule of events can be viewed online at caverunstoryfest.org.
The Trail Town Stage Series begins in Olive Hill on Saturday with the Parsons Cowboy Suite, a narrative and musical work by Matthew Parsons. Debbie Baker Harmon is with the Trail Town Stage Series. She says attendees can expect a great show.
This is a complete original work by Matthew Parsons. It is called the Parsons Cowboy Suite, and it's the life of a cowboy in story and song.
The event takes place at the Olive Hill Center for the Arts and Education and is the first in a series that will feature a variety of original works from Appalachian artists. Tickets are $10 at the door. There's also an open pub available for an additional cover charge of $5. For more information, search for the Trail Town Stage on Facebook.
Members of the Rowan County community came out to show their support for recovering addicts Tuesday. The event, called the Rally for Recovery, featured guest speakers, a talent show, and children's activities. Jason Jones is the clinical director for Edgewater Recovery and helped organize the event. He tells the Trailblazer, sometimes events like this one can get repetitive.
So we wanted to bring something different to the town and show them that people can have fun in recovery, because a lot of the stigma is that, well, once you sober up or people get sobered up, that the fun's over. Well, I think we kind of proved tonight that you can have a great time completely sober, and that showed the clients and that showed the community that, you know, that they can come and be part of and celebrate recovery with us.
The rally aimed to overcome the perceived differences between those in recovery and other members of the community.
Transylvania University is switching its campus food so that students can eat more locally. The university partnered with Bon Appetit Management Company in June. It's the first and only school in the state to collaborate with the award-winning company whose main focus is sustainability. Chris Harris, Director of Operations at Bon Appetit, tells WKYT the food is not only from the local community, but it's also good for you.
Local beef from Marksberry Farm that we're braising down in Country Boy beer. Serve really good food, minimally processed, and it's healthy.
Transy's menus are always 100% Kentucky proud, meaning the school is exceeding Bon Appetit's 20% local threshold on a daily basis.
Greenup County school officials are anticipating less money from state and local sources in the coming year. WMKY's Lori Likens has the story.
The district's budget projects a $471,000 drop in property tax and other local tax receipts and $355,000 less in state funding, which is based on the number of students attending school in the district. The district will spend more in salaries and benefits as a result of added positions, raises, and increases in the district's share of support staff retirement funding. According to the Daily Independent, an additional STEM teacher at the middle school level and more elementary instructional assistants were added this year. The district also granted a 1% raise on top of the regular salary increases teachers receive based on rank and experience. State requirements will cost the district 2.5% more this year in funding support staff retirement and another 2.5% next year. For WMKY, I'm Lori Likens.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is fighting to stop Congress from instituting what's known as a national patient ID, calling it a dangerous idea that will centralize personal information. However, there are many individuals who see benefits from creating a unique national health identifier. The Kentucky senator worries provisions in the more than 20-year-old Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, could threaten the security of America's health records. Paul has sought to block an existing portion of the 96 law that would allow for the creation of a national patient ID that they argue could identify the medical records of every individual, employer, health plan, and health care provider in the country. However, Representative Bill Foster, a Democrat from Illinois, argues the idea could save lives.
And thousands of Americans have died due to getting the wrong drug to the wrong patient, or due to incorrect or incomplete electronic medical records, all arising from the inability to simply and correctly merge health records from different systems.
Paul is advocating for a standalone law repealing the original authority to create the ID under HIPAA.
Tickets for an upcoming debate have sold out. WMKY's Shamari Mosley has the story.
Less than a week after tickets went on sale, the Kentucky debate featuring Governor Matt Bevin and Attorney General Andy Beshear sold out. The debate will come as the race between the political rivals enters the home stretch leading into the November 5th election. The League of Women Voters of Kentucky and the UK Student Government Association are sponsoring the debate at the 1500-seat Singletary Center for the Arts. The debate will be televised live on WKYT November 15th at 7 p.m. Questions will be selected by sponsors to cover a wide variety of topics of interest to Kentuckians. For WMKY, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Governor Matt Bevin's campaign is disputing claims made in a TV ad and demanding stations take it off the airwaves. WUKY's Josh James has more.
The incumbent Republican's campaign has contacted TV stations and requested they stop airing an ad funded by the Democratic Governors Association PAC, Bluegrass Values. In the spot, a man from Versailles charges the governor with trying to take away health coverage, including dental and vision, from children, labeling the actions, quote, vicious. But Bevin's team says the ad is completely false. While dental and vision benefits were briefly cut for Medicaid expansion beneficiaries after the administration's Medicaid waiver was struck down in 2018, that did not include children, the campaign says. Bevin campaign manager David Payne says the D.C. political pack behind the ad is, quote, funded by the abortion lobby and had no choice but to double down on desperate lies, end quote. Democratic gubernatorial nominee Andy Beshear has been highly critical of Bevin's moves to alter the Medicaid expansion initiated under his father, former Governor Steve Beshear's administration. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A former Franklin County teacher and Morehead State University professor is facing sex abuse charges of two students under the age of 16 years old. Todd Smith taught at Bondurant Middle School during the 2018-2019 school year. Smith was also a visiting assistant professor at MSU for nearly 2 years. Smith is no longer with either of the schools and is facing felony charges. WKYT reports two more Franklin County School employees are facing charges as well. Whitney Allison allegedly failed to report the abuse she knew about and faces a misdemeanor charge. The superintendent of the school, 48-year-old Mark Kopp, is accused of trying to bribe a member of law enforcement in connection to the case. The State Journal reports Kopp was indicted Tuesday on a misdemeanor charge of attempted bribery of a public servant. The charge is punishable by up to 12 months in jail and a fine of up to $500. Kopp's arraignment is set for October 15th.
A Louisville man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for holding two women against their will in Ashland last year. The Daily Independent reports 41-year-old Virgil Van Hoos was arrested in November 2018 when police responded to a call of two women being held in a room, possibly by a man with a firearm. When authorities arrived to the scene, one of the women had walked outside uninjured. When asked to come outside with his hands up, Van Hoos exited the apartment holding the victim as a human shield. He then shoved the victim out of the residence before barricading himself inside for 5 hours. Van Hoos was armed with a baseball bat and a gun, which was later determined to be fake. He accepted a plea agreement for a 15 years incarceration on the kidnapping charge.
Part of the AA highway in Carter County was closed today. Authorities say the driver of a propane tanker was flown to the hospital after a crash this morning. Emergency crews tell WSAZ the driver of an SUV pulled out onto the AA highway from Route 7 and was hit by the tanker around 6:20. The driver of the tanker swerved to try to avoid the SUV but hit it and ended up going over an embankment. The tanker driver was trapped inside and had to be rescued. He was flown to the hospital but is expected to be okay. The driver of the SUV was not hurt. Investigators say the road will be closed for about 10 to 12 hours as crews work to get the tanker back up the hill.
Federal investigators say they've seized tens of millions of dollars worth of fake jewelry in Kentucky. KNN's Paul Miles has the story.
In the past 3 months, officers have seized counterfeit bracelets and other jewelry worth over $90 million if the goods were genuine. The seizures happened at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Express Consignment Operations Hub in Louisville. Three large shipments of counterfeit bracelets totaling more than $42 million were found in July. It led to the arrest of a North Carolina pastor who was discovered with a cache of fake Cartier bracelets. And earlier this month, CBP officers seized 5 shipments that contained counterfeit jewelry that would be worth $48 million if they were genuine. I'm Paul Miles.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight mostly clear with a low around 56. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 86. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. And now taking a look at the current temperatures in the WMKY listening area. It's 82 degrees in Lexington, Winchester, Mount Sterling, Grayson, and Inez. And it's 84 degrees in Ashland. And it's 82 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, musician Ken Stringfellow will be performing at the Rowan County Arts Center on Friday night. WMKY's Michael Green has the story.
The Rowan County Arts Center is set to host musician Ken Stringfellow, who is known for his work with R.E.M. and the Posies. This event will be a part of a 3-month solo tour, which will travel around the U.S. and Canada. Stringfellow, who has been playing both guitar and piano since he was 11, says that the solo performances allow for a different kind of environment not commonly found in other events.
When I play my solo music, it tends to be just me on stage, to make it in strong contrast to the stuff I do with, say, my band, the Posies, or et cetera. And I think there's something very special about the way that these songs are performed when it's just me solo. I play the piano and I play guitar and switch back and forth. And it really brings, even though it's quiet, it's very intense in its own way.
While it's Stringfellow alone on the stage, he doesn't want people to think that the show will be boring.
It's not just me sitting there, like, looking down at the floor and playing really quietly. I really try and connect with my audience really strongly when I sing solo, and I think it's very powerful even though there's just me on stage.
The event will feature his 2001 album, Touched. He says the album is a variety of genres all in one.
I've got a lot of music in my past. I've made a lot of different things with a lot of different artists and with my own bands and things. But the core of the show is, shall we say, is based on that solo album, which I would say is kind of a mix of indie rock or alternative music, country, and soul. I think that all those things show up on that album.
Ken believes that his time touring the U.S. is what brought these different types of music to his attention.
Not really from, say, the heart of country music, shall we say, but being an American who spent, you know, I've spent my entire adult life touring, you absorb, you know, country music, which is really one of the most American things there are. So it's kind of in there. And I actually made a country album that I will be playing some songs from that at that show, too.
The locations that are chosen are all carefully vetted by Stringfellow himself because he believes the music should be the main focus. Different venues allow for that environment.
I kind of handpick all the venues to be great listening spaces with an audience that's there just for the music and not just because it's like a party or something like that.
Moorhead was actually brought to his attention by a friend.
It happens to be that I have a friend in Moorhead who's been a really great supporter of my work, and he brought to my attention the Rowan County Arts Center as a nice place to play, and it sounded great to me. So we organized this show as a nice, you know, a nice stop on the tour.
The performance will take place on September 27th at the Rowan County Arts Center. Tickets can be found at kenstringfellow.com, at the door, or at Coffee Tree Books. For WMKY News, I'm Michael Green.
It's 4:48 and 82 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Keneally Roberts and Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio right here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this lovely Thursday afternoon. Lori Likens has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Moorhead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
The Vikings meet the Lions tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Lori Likens. The Rowan County boys soccer team welcomes Boyd County tonight. The Vikings are coming off a 4-1 win over Fleming on Tuesday, which moved the team to 10-3-2 on the season. Boyd stands at 8-2-1. Head coach Max Hammond says his Vikings have faced off with tougher competition this season.
Competition level-wise, they haven't played as many good teams, in my opinion, but they've had good results. From a lot of the teams, too. You know, they tied East Carter, and they should be a really competitive matchup. That's all I can say about that. I think it always is. It'll be a good game to come out and watch for sure.
Game time tonight at Marvin Moore Athletic Complex is set for 7:30 p.m. Taking a look at soccer action across the 16th region tonight. Ashland Blazer hosts Russell for a doubleheader. The boys face off at 6 and the girls meet at 8. Bath County hosts St. Patrick and Morgan County travels to Hazard. Those teams have the girls facing off at 6 and the boys meeting at 8. East Carter girls head to Lawrence County while the Raider boys host the Bulldogs. Those games are set for 6:30. And West Carter heads to Menifee for a doubleheader with boys at 6 and girls at 8. The Rowan County girls are gearing up for a Saturday matchup with Menifee County. The Vikings are coming off a 3-7 win at Fleming County Wednesday night. The team has 2 draws this season, but they haven't had a loss since their season opener with Ashland Blazer. Head coach Alan Evans says his team is still recovering from last week's physically demanding schedule.
Still have these nagging injuries. If we had a bye week, this would be a perfect time for a bye week. But unfortunately, we have 3 games, and so 1 regional game and 2 district games. And so we'll pull together and put the pieces together and get the job done.
Game time in Moorhead Saturday is set for 11 a.m. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team is gearing up for another tournament this weekend. The Vikings will be playing in the Thoroughbred Smash at Lafayette Friday and Saturday. Coach Steve Walters says they'll start things off Friday with matchups against Floyd Central and Graves County.
We played Floyd Central at MSU's camp. But, I mean, that was back in July. They're always a very solid team. Don't know a whole lot about Graves County. You know, they're from out there in the West. We have played them in the past, but not in the last several years. But when we last played them, they were a very solid group, too.
The Vikings return to regular season play next week. They head to Russell Tuesday for a 7 o'clock matchup. Rowan's football team is preparing for a big road game Friday night. Vikings open district play at Scott High and Taylor Mills, which is near Cincinnati. The Eagles also hold a 2-3 record going into week 6. Rowan head coach Kelly Ford says his team will test their mettle with this matchup.
We're starting right out the gate, one of the tough opponents from Sky High. You know, they're probably one of the front runners between them and Harrison. And you know, we got to have a great preparation this week and get focused and ready to go.
Kickoff on Friday night is set for 7:30 p.m. Moorhead State Soccer is back on the field tomorrow night. The Eagles host conference rival Belmont at the MSU Recreation and Wellness Intramural Field. After a good showing last weekend, head coach Warren Lipka says his team is ready for a tough matchup against the Bruins.
They are a very disciplined team. They're well coached. You know, we just got to go and do what we've been doing in the last few games, is executing our game plan. You know, that's what we're going over, the different parts of the field and make sure we understand what we're going to do on Friday. Keep everybody healthy, keep them fit, and just keep them, get them mentally ready to play another a battle.
MSU is looking for its second conference win while Belmont is still winless in the OVC play. Tonight's matchup gets underway at 6 p.m. Moorhead State Volleyball opens Ohio Valley Conference play at home Friday. The 9-3 Eagles host Belmont before welcoming Tennessee State on Saturday. Head coach Jamie Gordon says the beginning of the season has prepared his Eagles for the OVC slate.
Once you get into conference play, the emotions rise a little bit. You know, you've got rivalries and familiarity between coaching styles, and the players know each other well. So, this kind of changes a little bit. We've had a great start to the season. Our pre-conference play has been successful. The scheduling gave us an opportunity to face a lot of different styles and types of players and defenses.
Game time at Johnson Arena on Friday is set for 6 p.m. You can watch that matchup on ESPN+. It's almost time for Thursday night football action, and this week's game features a matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers enter the game undefeated while the Eagles come in with a 1-2 record. Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins says there's a key to halting the Packers' momentum. He tells PhiladelphiaEagles.com they'll need to keep Aaron Rodgers in check.
No, I don't see it. I mean, I turned on the tape. It just seemed pretty efficient to me. He still likes to throw, quick slants and advantage throws. If you're not covering, if you're not covering all three receivers, you're going to throw it out there. If you stack up the box, you're going to throw it outside. Can put the team into, great runs. They can still get empty and get rid of the ball. You're still throwing the ball from crazy angles.
Kickoff tonight is set for 8:20 in Green Bay. And finally in sports this afternoon, today marked the final Reds game for the longtime broadcaster Marty Brenneman. The 77-year-old, famous for his "This One Goes to the Reds" sign-off, is calling it quits after 46 years in the booth. Brenneman was present for a media day to mark the occasion earlier this week. WLWT was there when asked the question of how he'd like to be remembered.
I guess I'd like to be remembered from a professional standpoint as being credible. I mean, I've been given the right to broadcast the games the way I want to broadcast them, and the element of criticism comes into that approach, and I'd like to think that the fan knew that if I said something, it was something that I truly believed in.
Brenneman is one of the 8 broadcasters to spend at least 45 years with only one big league team. And that's going to do it for sports. I'm Lori Likens.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer will host Belmont tomorrow night at 6 p.m. and Purdue-Fort Wayne at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Volleyball welcomes Belmont at 6 p.m. tomorrow and Tennessee State at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell slightly as traders monitored the latest trade developments and assessed a whistleblower complaint against President Trump that was released. And at the close of the Dow, industrials did finish with a loss of 74.36 at 26,896.35. The S&P 500 was down 7.09 at 2977.78, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 46.72 at 8030.66. Micron Technology, which is scheduled to release its latest earnings, quarterly earnings after the bell, dropped 1.7%, and shares of large-cap tech companies such as Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Alphabet all traded lower. Stocks hit their session lows after it was reported that the U.S. Is unlikely to extend a temporary waiver that allows U.S. companies to sell supplies to Huawei, a Chinese telecommunications giant, and the market turned slightly higher after China's foreign minister said that the U.S. has shown goodwill by waiving tariffs and China is willing to buy more American products. And, of course, both countries have engaged in a tariff war since 2018, and the back and forth between the world's largest economies has sent shockwaves across global financial markets, increasing uncertainty around economic and earnings growth. Investors also grappled with uncertainty around Trump's political future as pressure to impeach him grows, and the whistleblower said in the complaint against the president that he used his office to solicit interference from a foreign country ahead of the 2020 election, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the situation a, quote, cover-up. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.2% at $56.59 a barrel. Gold was down 0.1% at $1,511 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks had a pretty good day with the Stock 600 index up 0.6%. In Asia, markets were mixed with the Shanghai Composite down 0.9% and the Nikkei up 0.8%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down 90 cents at $42.83, UPS down 57 cents at $118.48, Kroger up a penny at $25.78, Marathon Petroleum up 71 cents at $60.86, and Valvoline was up 6 cents to finish at $22.09. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the Meats, the Works, Tuscan 6 Cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Moorhead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Shaw Marie Mosley, Lori Likens, Sarah Mead, Michael Green, Nacogdoches Miller, and Cody Robinson. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Paul Miles, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Michael Green. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Keneally Roberts and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.
This is Morehead State Public Radio.